The events of this past week have repeatedly reshaped the upcoming presidential election.
I stand before you today to fulfill one of my highest and most important duties under the United States Constitution, the nomination of a Supreme Court Justice.
Okay, back to our top story now. President Trump's federal income taxes.
His tax returns. A New York Times investigation says Trump paid only $750
in income tax his first year.
I'm Chris Wallace of Fox News, and I welcome you to the first of the 2020 presidential debate.
If you look, I mean, I have a mask right here. I put a mask on, you know, when I think I need it.
The question is, no.
Ukraine.
No, sir.
With $1 billion, if you
don't
get rid of
that, you know what? You're not true.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Ashley Strohmeyer from New York. President Trump tweeting overnight that he and the First Lady have tested positive for the coronavirus.
Tonight, FLOTUS and I tested positive for COVID-19.
We will begin our quarantine and recovery process immediately. We will get through this.
Hard to believe it was just 6 days ago that the president nominated Amy Coney Barrett to fill the Supreme Court vacancy left by the death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
A little more than 24 hours later, the New York Times published its blockbuster report about President Trump's tax returns. A firestorm over that story was all but eclipsed by Tuesday's contentious presidential debate.
Yeah, then late last night came the biggest news of all, the president and his wife, First Lady Melania Trump, testing positive for the coronavirus.
The president made that announcement on Twitter just before 1 a.m. Eastern Time.